You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
And there's nothing I can do. Everyone is asking, what is the weather going to be for the total eclipse on Monday? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert, Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's got all the details on Monday's weather, both in Oregon and here at home. First, though, let's hear about the weekend's weather, Cliff. We're back to Pacific Northwest normal, which seems to mean kind of cloudy.
Well, not too cloudy. Clouds in the morning and sun in the afternoon and early evening. So we've switched completely from the pattern that brought us the warmth of a week or two ago to very normal conditions. High pressure offshore. Each day we have marine air pushing in, the low clouds form, and then it burns off. The clouds may thicken a little bit over the weekend, but nothing serious. Temperatures getting up to the mid-70s, so you know, it's really nice weather, but no rain whatsoever. Then as we get late into the weekend on Sunday, a ridge of high pressure is going to start pushing in and amplifying. So that's going to continue into Monday, and that's crucial because with the high pressure over us, we should have considerable sun. We should have clear skies, in fact, the morning of the eclipse for most of the region, particularly south of Seattle. There may be a little bit more clouds along the coast and in the Strait of Juan de Fuca on Monday morning.
So could you walk us through what the weather is going to be like on Monday, eclipse day?
So eclipse will be around 10:15 in the morning. It'll be in totality down in northern Oregon, and we'll only have a partial eclipse, about 95% or so here in Washington State. Now, I expect in eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, we'll have basically clear conditions that morning. So no problem whatsoever. The only issue on the eastern side will be some smoke. There are some fires floating around. But fortunately, the big plume of smoke from those fires in British Columbia is moving way to the east north of us. So we don't have to worry about that. Along the coast, there'll be quite a bit of low clouds that morning. So we'll have the classic stratus and stratocumulus. So you know, if you're along the coast, it's not going to be that great. You know, it'll be partly cloudy. Some places may open up, but others won't. So it's going to be iffy there. But if you're on the coast, all you have to do is go up, maybe 1,000 feet into the coastal mountains, and you'll be out of it. On the other hand, the Willamette Valley, I expect to be completely clear as the eclipse starts, let's say 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And around here, it'll be partly cloudy, certainly near the Strait of Juan de Fuca, but I think it'll open up here in the Sound as well in time to see the eclipse. So it's going to be a little bit of a mixed bag, but most of the region away from the coast will have pretty good viewing conditions.
That's great. We've kind of gotten lucky. Is there any place better than here to see this total eclipse?
Well, that's really interesting. One thing I checked on was, would anybody in the eclipse path across the country have better conditions than us? And the answer is no. The predicted clouds are less here than any place else. Here in the Willamette Valley and in Puget Sound, we won't have much smoke. That'll be pretty good. There's some storms in the middle of the country. Well, we'll avoid that. Or some thunderstorms in the southeast. We'll avoid that. So if by almost any measure, we should have the best viewing conditions of the eclipse of any place in the whole country.
And another interesting factor is the effect of this eclipse on temperatures. Even though it's short, it actually is going to have an effect, right?
That's right. In fact, there's been a few historical studies of what has happened when you have total eclipses move over an area. And today we have numerical models. We can actually simulate what the effects of the eclipse will be. And it'll be significant. Some places will probably be cooled down by 5 to 10 degrees by the solar radiation being reduced by the sun. So that's pretty substantial. It could have some effects on the winds, cause the winds to pick up because the differences in temperature. And actually, it'll even change some slight changes of pressure. But the most profound thing will be temperature. We're talking on the order of almost 10 degrees in some places, right in the middle of the totality and where the sun is blocked around noon.
Fascinating stuff. Enjoy that eclipse, Cliff.
Thanks. I really will. I'm looking forward to this.
And a note for weather enthusiasts, Cliff is teaching Weather 101 at the UW this fall. It's also open to folks over 60 through a special access program. You can find more information on Cliff's website, which you'll find through a link on ours, knkx.org. Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On KNKX.org and NPR One.